Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 A Ticket from downtown Detroit. Welcome, those of you just tuning in at lunchtime. Wow, city looks great, and it is it's teeming with excitement out there. And Gator, this is a spot to be right here, downtown Detroit, for what is going to be a very exciting day. And the Lions have become one of the focal points of the NFL. There's no doubt that this team has gone from being I was thinking about it today. What were we suspicious of each and every year? We were suspicious of the following happening. The Detroit Lions are on the clock. We'll be right back. Then the Lions would make their pick, and they go, the Lions have made their selection. We'll be back with more after this. It felt like during the draft, the Lions were a team that created so little buzz that when they were on the clock, the networks would go to commercial breaks. And when they made their pick, the network would go to a commercial break. Not true anymore, huh?
No, not at all. Detroit is front and center with the draft, and what a great confluence of things that have happened. Obviously, this team is in really good hands right now. It times in perfectly. The team goes to the NFC Championship game. Now they're hosting the NFL draft. The announcement yesterday of two monster signings to extensions for Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell. And there's more coming. You know, they got two done yesterday, even though I guess Adam Schefter has said that there's still no movement on the Jared Goff front.
But we will get to that in a minute. Yep.
So I just, this is a great opportunity for the city to kind of showcase where they're at. You know, you start to see the stuff yesterday, like I mentioned, with the players down at the corner. And you know, working with the Special Olympians, and there's so many of the first round talented players there, and they're all humbled by this experience, and it's great. You mentioned that you saw Sauce Gardner here. We've had current college football players have come downtown to kind of experience what's going on. Looks like today is going to be a gorgeous day.
Yep.
Maybe a little chillier in the 50s, but you know, 54 and sunny out feels a lot better than 41 in overcast.
Well, and yesterday they did make news, and you mentioned the two contracts. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 4 years and $120 million, $112 million for Penei Sewell, his deal over 4 years. These are four-year extensions that they get the signing bonus money up front, so they're very happy as players. But the contracts don't actually kick in until these current ones expire or were set to expire. Gator, I want to start with the timing. It feels like more than a coincidence that they did it the day before the draft. Did they do that just, hey, let's grab the spotlight? Or is there some strategic motivation behind announcing these contracts the day before the draft? I can't figure out what it would be, but
yeah, I don't think there's anything tied to a date, why it makes sense to do it now as opposed to later. wanting to get it done before the draft, does that make more sense? I think that's fine. If they have their vision and they know, look, we don't need to play any games. Let's get this done. And does it steal the spotlight from other storylines in the draft? Yep. Yeah. Am I okay with it? You betcha. If we're not talking about Caleb Williams and all the quarterbacks in the draft, we're talking about this. This is awesome.
So, taking a look at the money itself, in Amon-Ra's contract, this is his cap hit, okay? Because with both of these deals, they're getting these two players awfully cheap over the next 2 years. It feels like immediately you're going to go, oh, this cap hit's going to kill. But I was on overthecap.com today, and they had the full breakdown of the contracts, including dead cap money if they decide to move on. In 2024, this coming season, Amon-Ra is a $4.862 million cap hit. Penei Sewell this coming season is an $8.167 million cap hit. They're getting the two of them for roughly $13 million on the cap this coming season. The following season, Amon-Ra's contract, his cap hit, goes to $13.91. Penei Sewell's goes to $9.54. They're getting the two of them for roughly $21 million. So $13 million this year, and then in 2025, $21 million. Now, in 2026, Amon-Ra's cap number goes to $33.1 million. Penei Sewell's cap number goes to $28 million. So they'll go from paying roughly $13 million this coming season for these two. Next year, it's $21 million. And in 2026, it's $61 million. Now, that's two cap rises from now, which might account for, I mean, that the extra, if the cap goes up $20 million this year and $20 million the year after, that accounts for the $40 million gap between 25 and 26. But do you have money left over for anybody else is ultimately the question. But the other thing that's really interesting is that both Amon-Ra and Sewell in 2026 can be cut for just a $9 million cap hit.
Each.
No.
Oh, total.
$9 million each. I'm sorry, $9 million each. And you could save a ton of money. You don't want to cut them. Of course, you hope that they are worth every single penny for the entirety of the contract. But if they aren't, they haven't put themselves in cap hell, according to overthecap.com.
No, and you think about that. Penei Sewell was young when they drafted him, correct?
Yeah.
So how old is he going to be when his contract extension is done? 28?
I mean, I could go look at it.
27? I mean, he's a young fella. So, I mean, not that we're looking at cutting guys in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to.
No, I mean, and he'll have made a transition at that point from right tackle to left tackle. And hopefully he's still a stalwart, even more of a stalwart. Penei Sewell could be just... He could go down as being the greatest lineman in NFL history.
He's in the discussion of the best in the league right now. His contract will expire when he's 29 years old. So he's still a pup, really.
Yeah.
And look, there's a long way between now and the end of these contracts. But, I mean, the dead cap number on Penei Sewell 3 years from now, $9 million. 4 years from now, $6 million. 5 years from now, $3 million. You don't want to have to cut the players, but if necessary, you can at least renegotiate deals at that point.
Well, that's the thing, is that when we talk about the salary cap and finding cap space out of thin air, this is what you end up doing. You end up finagling numbers by restructuring contracts. And that's why it's going to be interesting to see when they do, and I do say when they do extend Jared Goff, what the numbers look like for him. I mean, if it's $50 million on average, okay, fair enough. But what's it going to be to start, and what's it going to be to finish off? And we might have a much better idea of what the plan is moving forward or in the future, four years down the line, once it gets there.
Well, that's a big topic. Now, there's two things I want to get into. If people can think of the strategic maneuvering by the Lions, is there anything strategic about announcing these signings the day before the draft? Is there anything that you can think of that the timing of it is important? And I'm not sure that there is. I think it might just be a coincidence. And we got to talk about Goff. This was the tweet you mentioned from Adam Schefter that came out yesterday. There is no deal imminent for Lions quarterback Jared Goff, despite the fact that Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell now have landed new deals per source. The Lions and Goff have spoken about a new deal this offseason, but no deal is close at this time.
So I think it's interesting.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Interesting how you read that tweet, right?
Yep.
Because you could read it with different voice inflections and it can sound a lot worse than maybe what it is. It just seemed, the way I'm looking at it, just the text of what's there. Nothing's imminent, you know, because people are wondering, hey, they just signed the tackle and the wide receiver. What about the quarterback? Nothing's imminent right now after these signings. That's why you say nothing is imminent. And they're still working at it, but they don't seem close to getting a deal done right now. That's the way I look at it. I don't look at it as damaging in any way, and I know some people will. I do not.
Well, I have now shifted. I am officially antsy. I have been antsy adjacent. I have been bordering on antsy.
Come on.
I am antsy about this. Now, I'm not panicked. I think antsy is less than worried. It's a little uncomfortable shifting in your chair, starting to think about, should I be worried? I think that's my definition of antsy. So you've got panicked, you've got worried, you've got concerned, and you've got antsy. I am antsy.
The first stage towards that.
Yes,
that direction.
I guess what I'm doing is I'm thinking about whether or not I should be concerned about Jared Goff and a contract in Detroit. That's my definition of antsy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.